Citizens deny authority for using their names, Atlanta Journal. Sunday, May 25, 1913. Captain English, Robun F. Maddox, and others comment on dictograph interview. Captain James W. English, president of the Fourth National Bank, Saturday, gave the journal a statement to the effect that he has had no connection whatever with attorney Thomas B. Felder's investigation of the Mary Fagan murder mystery. Robert F. Maddox, vice president of the American National Bank, made a similar statement. Captain English said, "I don't know what Mr. Felder could have had in mind when he made the statement, if he did make it, that I, among other citizens, was backing him in his efforts to solve the Mary Fagan murder mystery. I never had a conversation with him or with anyone representing him in regard to the Fagan case. In fact, I have not conferred with anyone about the case, beyond casually asking some of the city detectives their theory of the case and casual discussion of the case with friends. I want to make it clear that I have never talked with Mr. Felder, with anyone representing him, or with anyone associated with him in regard to his efforts to discover the guilty party." Mr. Maddox said, "I don't know whether Mr. Felder made the statement, attributed to him in the dictograph manuscript or not. So far as I am concerned, I have had no connection whatever, either directly or indirectly, with Mr. Felder's investigation of the Fagan case. The statement to which the above statements are made in reply is that part of the dictograph record where Mr. Felder is quoted as telling February and Colyar that some of the best citizens in Atlanta were backing him, Felder, in his investigation, and as mentioning the names of Captain English and Mr. Maddox. Governor Brown declines to comment. Governor Ojseph M. Brown declined to comment on the alleged statement of Mr. Felder to the effect that no matter who was governor, he would be able to have any man turned loose who got the papers for him. I do not believe that the people of the state of Georgia expect a statement from me," said the governor. In this connection, the statement of Governor-elect John H. Slayton is in substance that of Governor Brown. I do not think any reply to Mr. Felder is expected of me. He has never approached me on the question. Solicitor Hugh Dorsey said, "Why, there is no use for me to deny any such remarks as those attributed to Colonel Felder, and I certainly do not wish to express my opinion in the matter. Colonel Felder never expressed to me any intention of taking steps to attempt to show graft or fraud on the part of the city police and detectives.